Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The opening credits there from the hit TV series Pose on FX, which wrapped up its final season earlier this month. Pose is a fictional drama about the real-life legends of New York City's underground ballroom culture in the 80s and the 90s. Ballroom is a subculture made up of largely black and brown people in the LGBTQ community, and over time, it has expanded to other places, including here in New England. And while the show is a huge source of entertainment and cultural significance for its wide fan base, it provides a window into a world that in many cases was the only safe space people in the ballroom community had. Today, we want to talk about the real-life impact of the show and invite you to join that conversation. Do you watch Pose? And if so, what do you like about it? What has it taught you? Maybe you participate in ballroom culture yourself. What is that like? And if you don't, what would you like to know about ballroom or about this part of the LGBTQ community? The number is 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to call us. You can also send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Now, we have two guests for this segment. Our second is coming on the line, so we will begin with the legendary Desire Revlon, New England mother of the iconic House of Revlon, based here in Boston. Desire, welcome to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you for having me. Peace and blessings, everybody.
It's great to have you, and I'm delighted to say our other guest just came on. So, Desire, we also have London Fleur de Lis Escada, a Vogue instructor whose house competed on the first season of HBO Max's reality voguing competition, Legendary. London is also the mother for the New England chapter of the House of Escada. London, glad you could join us, too.
I'm so happy to be here. Hi, everybody.
So, Desire, I'll start with you. Ballroom's been around for decades, but for those who may not be familiar, maybe don't watch Pose, how would you describe ballroom?
Ballroom is kind of like a subculture in a community that comes together. And it's kind of like fraternities and sororities. We have groups that come together and we form these houses. And what happens is we compete. We compete in different genres, whether that be dance, fashion, realness. But, you know, most of all, what we try to do is we try to build a family aspect on it.
And London, when did you first discover ballroom and when did you first walk?
I first discovered ballroom back in 2008 when I first was watching America's Best Dance Crew, which wasn't ballroom, but they had brought ballroom consistent onto the show. And I started researching from there. And I had a friend that told me to come out to Boston May 11, 2011 to join my first ballroom experience. So I started at that time.
So London, we're losing your sound. We're going to take a minute and get you back on a different line so we have better sound with you. In the meantime, Desire, I want to play a scene from Pose. It's a ballroom scene when Pray Tell, played by Billy Porter, is critiquing the performance of Candy Ferocity, who's played by Angelica Ross. Here we go.
Miss Candy.
Yes?
Do you have category dyslexia?
No.
See, I know that we have had our differences when it came to you walking body, but then you actually went out and bought a body and earned your place. Flexibility and rhythm cannot be bought. You are not a dancer. Have a seat.
Desire, they really depict a competitive scene there. And I know you've obtained legendary status, which is significant. So tell us about that competition and tell us about your legendary status.
Well, basically, ballroom is made up of three brackets. You have legend, statements, and stars. And after you get your legendary status, you also have the opportunity of becoming an icon. But basically, my legendary status came because I was able to master a category, which is Butch Queen Up and Drag's Realness, for a significant amount of time. I was able to walk state to state, winning trophies and titles, and, you know, just becoming a leader within my community.
How long did that take?
To become a legend, it takes anywhere between 8 to 10 years, sometimes a little longer. A lot of people don't have the longevity to continue to walk balls. And, you know, it's something you really have to be passionate and dedicated to and put a lot of time and effort in.
I think we have London back. Are you there, London?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Great to have you. Yep, I can. Great to have you back. So I want to turn to the show for a minute with the two of you. I want to turn to Pose. London, you said when you first heard about the show, you were nervous. Tell us about that.
Yes. The reason why I was nervous is because I was stepping into a world that I didn't even understand yet, and being able to feel free and you know, let that, what society has put upon us, like, you know, a man, I'm 6'7", a male being in fishnets and heels, and, you know, that is so liberating, but also it's very nerve-wracking, especially when you're first trying to step into that world. So it was definitely like had my nervous struck for a little bit.
And now how do you feel about the show?
Especially with Pose and Legendary, I feel like everything's going to work out the way it needs to. As long as that we have leaders as such as Laomi, Deshawn, Pony, Ataro, myself, Desire, Athena, we have these leaders that are in these roles to make sure that we educate the people that are learning to get into ballroom, that wants to know about the knowledge, because as it becomes more mainstream, we just have to make sure that we are protecting that legacy from our ancestors that have passed it down for us to all enjoy and to be, active, and, you know, we just got to make sure we protect it in the right way. But I'm definitely in a peaceful place where how Pose and Legendary is presenting the ballroom culture.
How about you, Desire?
Absolutely. I have to agree with London. Now that, you know, ballroom is becoming mainstream, we just want to make sure that we don't lose the history and the culture behind it. I think Pose has given us a platform not only to tell our stories, because one thing I would say is we see our real life stories played out on screen finally. And, you know, I just think it's a platform that's so needed. I know there are a lot of heterosexual parents who watch Pose because, you know, it helps everybody understands exactly what their kids are going through who happen to be a part of this culture and this community.
Yeah, I there's so much there that I want to get to. And I think I want to start with another scene from Pose. This is scene 3. Electra, played by Dominique Jackson, interacts with her birth mother for the first time. In the studio, I'm looking for ball 4. Go ahead.
You think I don't grieve the loss of my only child?
Not me. Duane.
Of course. I prayed every day when I was carrying you that you were a boy.
I'm sorry that you won't allow yourself to see me.
And now I'm going to do something a little unusual. London, I'm going to play some sound of you actually discussing House of Escada in the introduction in season 1 of Legendary.
My life without the house would be nothing. As house mother, I definitely lead from passion, lead from my heart, guide my kids. I try to help them when they're in a tough spot, make sure all of them become legendary.
There is such a profound sense of family. Talk more about the houses, about being mothers of houses, about your kids in the houses, and why this family is so important. Desire, maybe you can start.
Sure. It's important because not too many of us come from families where they're accepting and they understand who we are. When we decide to take that leap and to live our lives, we have nobody. And what houses have done is giving us an opportunity to build a family. Being a mother of a house, one of the things that I remember from being young is that my mother, Tisha, at the time, would always say, you have to portray the person who you want to be on the inside to the outside, which means if you want to be someone who's a lady, you're going to carry yourself like a lady. And she taught me how to do that. And she taught me how to, you know, be able to go through the world and live my life as such. house parents play a major role, especially when you have a house mother and a house father. The mother's always going to be the nurturer, and the father is always going to be someone who's always there you can go to, who's going to stick up and defend his house.
London, talk about your role as mother of a house and what being in a house has meant to you.
Yes, being a house mother has allowed me to enter my children's lives and make sure and guide them into positions and opportunities and journeys that we all were once, like, you know, our journeys were not as beautiful or big or broad without our chosen families. Because when you're by yourself, you sometimes get lonely. You're stuck in your own thoughts. You're stuck in your own reality. But when you're with a chosen family, you're allowed to
be who you are.
And yes, and experience and have people that can honestly, like right now, I went through one of my darkest times. I'm going through a separation and from a past partner, and I had my chosen family that came and helped me and you know, pulled me through these dark times. And that's what these chosen families are all about. So being a mother to these kids and knowing that I can protect them from, you know, the wrongs and the bads and, you know, just guiding them through a future of bright beginnings. So being a mother is definitely, I say, if you're going to become a ballroom mother, you're going to be ready to shape a world of a generation.
You know, this idea of shaping the world. In Pose, we see that outside of the ballroom, and we know this is true in life, outside of the ballroom, it's not always kind to people who make up ballroom culture. Fighting for acceptance, for livelihoods, Pose talks about battles against everyday homophobia and transphobia, the history of HIV/AIDS, the reality of violence against trans women of color, which remains profound, and also paints family and safety and freedom and emergence. How do you think about the juxtaposition of the pain and the threat with the emergence of self-identity and family and peace? I just want our listeners to understand that desire.
I would say it's very important. And for us, what we tend to do is we tend to make our own safe spaces and our own safe havens. That's why one of the things on Pose that was so important, outside of the ballroom, regardless of whatever was going on, they had each other. And I think that's what's most important. And I think that's why ballroom here in New England is most prominent and successful today. Me and London, we sit on this phone. We're both house mothers of different houses, but me and London are actually, we're tight, like we're brother and sister. And London's kids can come to me and vice versa. My kids can come to London. So, you know, even though we compete differently and separately on the dance floor, when we're off the floor, we're equal. We're a family. And, you know, we ride or die for each other.
Absolutely.
And London, go ahead, London.
Oh no, I was just disagreeing with Desire. It's just that, like, our families are so well combined and blended together. If we are, like, one thing about our region is we're all going to go in together. Like, regardless of what the issues of competition that happens at ball nights and stuff like that. If there is a real life issue that's going on, we come as a community to help each other, advise and give advice and, you know, get each other through these dark times, especially from these misunderstandings from the social norms, you know. So it's so beautiful to see that, you know, a community and a culture can come together to help people in their real life. I would never take chosen families for granted. This is something that I am so thankful for experience. I'm thankful to go through this for the last 10 years of my life. It's just so beautiful. So I just wanted to, you know, piggyback off of Desire.
I want to spark a little bit of competitive nature now. You know, we here in New England love hating on New York. I love being competitive with New York. And, you know, Pose is the New York ballroom scene. London, you represented the New England ballroom scene on Legendary. Desire, you talked about the magic of the New England ballroom scene. So talk a little trash. How is the New England ballroom scene better than the ballroom scene in New York?
I mean, we're here. That's enough within its own. But I think one of the great things about the New England ballroom scene, everywhere you go, ballroom is different. Every region, every state, everywhere you go, the ballroom scene is different. And one of the special things about New England is our ballroom scene is really a family. And you don't get to see that often in other states. But, you know, on any given day, like we mentioned outside of ballroom, you'll see our houses blend and connected. We're doing community events. We're doing community fairs. And, you know, we're out there taking care of one another. Like you mentioned before, we talked about like safe spaces and safe havens. One of the things that I'm most appreciative of is the fact that we all can come together and we create our own spaces and we create our own safety. And we understand that sometimes we have to take care of each other, that no one else is going to do it.
London, absolutely. Last words to you.
Yes, absolutely. I would say for the New England area, unity is so prominent in this area amongst most of them. It's just the way that we take care of each other, the way we present ourselves, the way we are able to go into different spaces and able to show love and give love. One thing about New York, they have so many people and so many egos that are crashing every time. Here in New England, we're able to interact and get to know and deeply you know, find out what we need to help with and what we need to fix. And so our unity here is just is no other. You know, I feel like sometimes also New York, they feel like there's cities so big that they can just battle within themselves. But here in Boston, since we are such a small city, smaller to New York,
London,
we have to do 200% instead of 100. Like, as people,
I've got to end us there, London, I'm so sorry. I do have to end us there, but thank you. That's London Fleur Delis Escada, who's a Vogue instructor who competed on the first season of HBO Max's reality voguing competition, Legendary. Also with us, Desire Revlon, New England mother of the iconic House of Revlon based in Boston. I really do want to thank both of you for being with us. Thank you.
No, thank you. Peace and blessings. You.